We're back on Recruiting Thursday. This guy visited Arkansas April the 29th for the Arkansas's last practice. Was going to be spring game, but he came at a very unusual time, weather-wise and things of that nature. But, boy, he had a good visit by all accounts after talking to him. And we're talking about Deshaun White from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, definitely one of the fastest linebacker prospects in the country. He got an offer from Arkansas during the visit, and he joins us right now. What's up, Deshaun?
What's up? How are you?
Doing good, man. Obviously, we were talking off the air about Baylor and Missouri being the latest two offers. Now you stand at 20. Who's going to be the next few offers come your way, you think?
Man, I don't know, but I think it might be Notre Dame and Texas, maybe the next, you know, two or three. But there's always a surprise offer, you know, so we'll see how that ends up.
Yeah, sometimes the schools that you least suspect are the ones that come through with an offer. So it could be somebody else, obviously. But anyway, let's go back to your time in Fayetteville. You had a really good time despite the weather and the hills mountains you guys had to drive through. Go back and recap the highlights for you and what made that visit so good.
Oh, man. First off, starting with Coach Walker, just to see him coach in front of that defense was such a huge eye-opener. I mean, he was running around just as much as they were, and it was good to see, you know, an energetic coach like him who's upbeat, who's not always screaming, but he's getting across the point that he needs to get across, you know. So I think that's really good. Just to start a relationship with him and Coach B was, man, such a big thing. They're both really good coaches, and I just plan on building from that relationship from here on out.
You seem to be kind of surprised by what I guess you experienced. What was the biggest, maybe some of the biggest surprises to you?
Just seeing that Arkansas, is more of a culture family football team than just, you know, a winning program, which is, man, the biggest thing. I mean, to be a part of a winning program that also cares about each other, and then there's no fake love. I think that's the biggest thing, or that's one of the biggest things in my recruitment, is just to be a part of something that I've been a part of in high school, you know.
No doubt. I said you were one of the fastest linebackers in the country, and the numbers back it up. You've ran a 10-900 meters, which is flying for a guy your size, 210 pounds. When did you realize you were maybe one of the fastest guys out there at your age group? At what's the earliest age?
Maybe sophomore year, but I mean, at the time, I was only about 180 pounds. But I mean, for the position I was playing, and it didn't look like with the coming, you know, depth that I would be changing positions. I just decided to, you know, get with it and keep the speed, and here I am, you know.
No doubt. And when you start maybe narrowing things down, you kind of hit on a little bit when you spoke so highly about Arkansas. But what other factors are going to determine who makes that cut whenever you do make that cut?
My biggest sort of factors in this process, in this whole process, have been relationship. And, you know, I speak really highly about my relationship with Coach Walker because it's a good relationship, you know, and it keeps building day by day. And it's not an annoying, you know, relationship where it's like, oh, man, coaches back in my ear again. It's a good, you know, constant relationship where we're not always talking about football, so that's a good thing. And then I think location is another big thing for me. And Arkansas is kind of in that, you know, that perfect, not too close, but not too far as well. So I could actually get away and, you know, get my head down and grind out, you know. And then, but, you know, I'm not too close to home to where, you know, mom could pull up at college and be like, you know, what are you doing, you know. So, yeah, that's a pretty comforting feeling.
You know, one of the things that I really admired about you, you're an admitted mama's boy. And, hey, you're talking to a mama's boy here. You know, I was a big mama's boy. Go back to what her, you know, what was her experience, especially going to and from Fayetteville, like?
Oh, man. So, on the drive there, we get to the mountains, and everyone's, I think the speed limit was 65. Everybody's driving 65. And I mean, me and my friends are joking around, and I look at my mom, and she's like really, you know, tense and antsy. So I look how fast we're going like 30, 35. And I'm like, Mom, you got to speed up. She's like, I'm not about to speed up out here. I'm really uncomfortable. So it was so bad that on the way back, she had my friend driving my mom's car for like the whole hour and a half that we went through the mountains. It was terrible. But the funny thing is, as soon as we got through the mountains, her first question was, where's the nearest airport? And I said 11 miles away. She was like, that's perfect.
Will she be, when you guys maybe come back for another visit, are you guys, is she already talking about dreading the mountains, or is she prepared to deal with them?
And I hope she's prepared to deal with them, because I love driving through them. It was such a good, you know, view. I mean, it was just something different. You know, Texas is flat and hot. Just to get out of those mountains was kind of, you know, different.
And the thing is, you guys came, and I told you this, you guys came during a time when Arkansas was having historical rains, and the rain was just absolutely terrible, but still you had a good visit. So have you guys discussed the next time when you may get back to Fayetteville?
The plan is to be next month. So like you said, I'll be narrowing down my schools maybe, I don't know, hopefully just before July starts, so I can take all of July to make my last few. It's looking like maybe 6 schools, maybe 7 visits, and then I'll, you know, get down and make a decision by June.
But you'll make a decision when now?
I got my months mixed up. Excuse me. I'm going to be taking all my visits in June, and then I'll try to have my decision made by July. Sorry.
Gotcha. That's all good. It's all good.
Deshaun,
when did you realize that you wanted to play football? At what age did you start playing?
Oh, man. I've always had a love for the game, you know. Man, I think my first year I played, I was 6. That was my first padded year. And the crazy thing is, the age limit in this league was 6 through 11. So we're playing with, what, 4th, 5th graders. Oh, yeah. It was pretty intense.
No wonder you got so fast.
Oh, yeah, I'll never forget. I played for the Sharks, and me and a teammate of mine laid this hit on some guy and sent him to the ambulance. I was 6 years old, and after that, I was like, all right, this is kind of, you know, this is intriguing. This is something I want to, I mean, not obviously I don't want to send anybody to the ambulance all the time, but just, you know, that hit just felt like something I could do, you know.
Now, did Mama get nervous back then?
Oh, yeah, Mom is nervous now. But the funny thing is, my mom is more nervous for other people than me. So she always says she's afraid of me hurting other people more than me getting hurt.
Okay. How's your mom during games? Is she kind of reserved, kind of just observing the game? Or can you pick her out of the crowd because she's so loud?
Oh, man. My mom is definitely the loudest one out there. If you go to a football game, you will know who she is without knowing who I am or who she actually is, because she's just so loud. She's everybody's number one fan, and it's just, I mean, to have somebody on my side like that is the biggest blessing.
Sean, I may, who knows, if you pick Arkansas, I may be at one of your games in the fall, so all I have to do is look towards the stands, and I'll be able to immediately pick out your mom, right?
Yes, sir.
You talk about your love for your mom. What anything in particular you're doing for her for Mother's Day that you can say without maybe spoiling a surprise?
I'm trying to get something together right now, but I'm gonna do my normal, you know, throw down in the kitchen every now and then, you know, so I'm gonna have to get in there and toss some stuff around, whip something up, but I don't know. We're gonna see if what I'm trying to do works out, but I'm hoping for this to be the best Mother's Day ever. So we'll see. We will see.
Okay, when Deshaun White's throwing down in the kitchen, what's his specialty?
I like to go chicken and waffles, believe it or not. That's kind of
You know, that's a big deal nowadays. It just seems like that's just taken off the last few years for whatever reason. I don't think I've ever done that Deshaun, I mean, do you put syrup on your chicken on top of the waffles? Or I've never done that, man.
It's really just your preference. I mean, normally I eat them separate, but I've seen people eat them, like, together in the same bite. But, I mean, like I said, it's your preference.
Now, I can see it because, okay, anytime you put something salty or with a lot of sodium with something sweet, it can really be pretty good. But I guess I've never really tried it. So what do you do to your chicken and waffles that make them so good?
All right, so my specialty is handed down from my mom. It's the Slap Your Mama seasoning, okay?
I love that stuff. I'm a big fan of the Slap Your Mama stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. It works on everything.
Oh, my God, you're right.
But that's my secret trick in the book, so.
But you can't detail the secret, huh?
Oh, no. Can't do it.
Because there's
a very high chance my mom is listening right now, so.
And then
she's
then
already heard enough.
And it'd really be Slap Your Mama type time, right? She'd be slapping you around, right?
Oh yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Now, I really like the hottest Slap Your Mama. Are you a guy that really likes the spicy Slap Your Mama?
Actually, I haven't tried that one. I guess we've always gotten the same, you know, original seasoning kind. So
okay, next time you go to the store, you got to get the hot. It may. Oh my God. Deshaun, it's good stuff.
I'll try it out, and I'll let you know.
Absolutely. Don't be calling me complaining about your lips burning or anything, but you just got to man up, all right?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I got you.
All right, my man. Hey, besides chicken and waffles, we have about 30 seconds left or whatever, what is your favorite meal?
Oh, man, I have to go Asian food. There's this nice little, you know, buffet spot. You can put together whatever you want and throw it on the grill, and they cook it in front of you. It's great.
Now I'm with you on that. I can go some Asian food myself. All right, favorite TV, favorite sports movie. What is it?
Ooh, sports movie. Miracle.
Miracle. All right.
Yep. Not even about football, but it is a great movie.
Oh, one last thing. One woman out in the world that you'd want to go out with, your dream date, who would she be?
Oh, Zendaya, that's no doubt.
All right, chicken and waffles and Zendaya. You got a date.
Yes, sir.
All right, Deshaun, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, sir, no problem.